Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Enerflex 2012 fourth quarter and year-end results conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Blair Goertzen, President and Chief Executive Officer of Enerflex. Please go ahead, Mr. Goertzen.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. First, my apologies to those that had their schedules negatively impacted this morning by the delay in this conference call, but certainly a thanks to those, both internal and external, that put their energy and resources into turning this around and getting us back in play here again within 2 hours. So here with me today is James Harbilas, our Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. And during this call, we will be providing our financial results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31st, 2012, a brief commentary on the performance of our three business segments, and a summary of our financial position at the end of 2012. Approximately 1 hour following the completion of this call, a recording will be available on our website under the Investor Relations section. During the presentation, unless stated otherwise, we will be referring to the fourth quarter and year ended December 31st, 2012, compared to the same periods of 2011. I will proceed on the basis that you have all taken the opportunity to read yesterday's press release. Fourth quarter 2012 consolidated revenue increased to $422 million compared to $384 million in the fourth quarter of 2011. For the year ended December 31st, 2012, consolidated revenue increased to $1.5 billion compared to $1.2 billion in 2011. The increases were due to higher revenue in the Southern United States and South America and international segments, which was partially offset by lower revenue in the Canadian and Northern U.S. segments. From a product line perspective, engineered systems and service revenues for the fourth quarter and 2012 were higher compared to the same periods in 2011. For the 2012 year, rental revenue was lower, with North American rental utilization rates having decreased from 62% in the fourth quarter of 2011 to 61% in the fourth quarter of 2012. Consolidated operating income of $36 million for the fourth quarter of 2012 was $10 million higher than the same period in 2011. Consolidated operating income for the 2012 year was $115 million compared to $80 million in 2011. The company benefited from higher revenue and associated higher gross margin, which was partially offset by an increase in SG&A expenses. Backlog of $683 million is 31% lower at December 31st, 2012, compared to the end of 2011. Sequentially, backlog had decreased by $92 million from September 30th, 2012, and bookings of $243 million in the fourth quarter of 2012 were $210 million lower than the same period of 2011, reflecting decreased activity in Canada and the Northern U.S. and international regions. Increased activity in the liquids-rich resource plays in the Southern United States and South America segment resulted in an increase in bookings during the fourth quarter of 2012 when compared to 2011. During the fourth quarter of 2012, Enerflex filed a normal course issuer bid with the Toronto Stock Exchange to purchase up to 10% of its common shares as of November 30, 2012. I will now turn it over to James Harbilas, our Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, to review our financial results.
Thank you, Blair. I wanted to start with a review of our product breakdown in the fourth quarter and for the full year 2012 versus the comparable periods of 2011. Engineered systems revenue was $335 million for the quarter, which was 11% higher than the prior year, a direct result of the increased backlog levels entering 2012. Engineered systems revenue for the year ended December 31st, 2012 was $1.2 billion, as compared to $906 million for the same period of 2011. Service revenue for the 3 and 12 months ended December 31st, 2012 was $77 million and $284 million respectively, as compared to $68 million and $262 million for the same periods of 2011. In Canada and the Northern United States, service revenue was higher in the fourth quarter 2012 as a result of increased parts and engine sales in our new distribution territory in the Northern United States. Service revenue in the Southern United States and South America segment was higher in the fourth quarter 2012 due to service calls and parts sales. In both segments, service revenue was comparable for the full year 2012 and 2011. Increased service activity levels for both the quarter and for the year in the international segment were a result of new service contracts in the MENA region and increased part sales and overhaul activity levels in Australia related to gas gathering infrastructure for liquefied natural gas development projects in Queensland. Rental revenue was lower in the fourth quarter of the prior year, coming in at $10 million versus $14 million in the prior period as a result of lower rental sales in North America and lower rental revenue in MENA. Rental revenue for 2012 was $39 million as compared to $59 million in 2011 due to slightly lower North American rental utilization rates and the fact that 2011 benefited from the approval of specific variation claims in the MENA region, which did not reoccur in 2012. Consolidated gross margin for the fourth quarter of 2012 was $78 million, compared to $69 million for the same quarter of 2011, an increase of 13%. The increase was due to strong gross margin performance in the southern United States and South America and international segments, partially offset by lower gross margin in the Canada and northern United States segment as a result of the decrease in engineered systems and rental revenues. Consolidated gross margin for the 2012 year was $273 million compared to $226 million for 2011, an increase of 21%, which was attributable to the southern United States and South America and international segment gross margin performance, partially offset by lower gross margin in Canada and the northern United States. In addition, during 2011, gross margin included $16 million with respect to approved variation claims and the completion of a project on more favorable terms than originally anticipated in the MENA region. Selling, general, and administrative expenses for the 3 months ended December 31st decreased to $41 million when compared to $42 million incurred in the same period of 2011. When expressed as a percentage of revenue, SG&A decreased more than 1% in the fourth quarter of 2012 compared to the comparable period of 2011. For the 2012 year, SG&A expenses were $159 million compared to $146 million in the same period last year. The increase in SG&A was primarily attributable to higher compensation costs, partially offset by lower office and occupancy costs. Operating income was $36 million, which is an increase of $10 million over the fourth quarter of 2011. Operating income for the year ended December 31st, 2012 was $115 million versus $80 million for the comparable period. Income tax expense was 24% of earnings before tax for the fourth quarter 2012 compared to 31% in the same period of 2011. For the full year of 2012, income tax expense was 26% of earnings before tax compared to 27% in 2011. Enerflex's effective tax rate decreased compared to 2011 as a result of a reduction in the Canadian statutory rate and variations in the mix of earnings in foreign operations for the comparative periods. Fourth quarter earnings per share from continuing operations were 35 cents in 2012 compared to 22 cents for the same period of 2011. This 13 cent increase represents 59% growth over the comparable quarter of 2011. Earnings per share from continuing operations for 2012 were $1.06 per share, an increase of 45% when compared to the same period in 2011. EBITDA increased by 28% to $47 million. EBITDA for the year ended December 31st was $157 million, an increase of 23% over the prior year. I would now like to move on to our regional results and compare fourth quarter and the full year of 2012 to the same periods of 2011. Revenue for the fourth quarter for Canada and Northern United States decreased to $117 million. Due to lower engineered systems and rental revenues, partially offset by increased service revenue as compared to 2011. Revenue in this segment for 2012 was $509 million compared to $524 million for 2011 due to lower revenue from engineered systems and rental, with service revenue comparable with the 2011 year. Despite a higher 2012 opening backlog and stronger engineered systems revenue in the first 9 months of 2012, the lower opening backlog to start the fourth quarter of 2012, coupled with lower rental sales, resulted in lower revenue for the fourth quarter and full year of 2012. Operating income for the fourth quarter decreased to $8 million from $12 million in 2011 as a result of lower revenue and weaker gross margin performance attributable to lower overhead absorption. This was partially offset by lower SG&A expenses due to cost savings from lower compensation costs. Operating income for for the 2012 year was lower at $33 million compared to $39 million for 2011 due to weaker gross margin performance. SG&A expenses were comparable with 2011, despite costs of $1.5 million in reorganizing the Canadian service operations during the second quarter of 2012 and increased costs associated with growing the Northern United States service operations. The lower gross margin in 2012 was attributable to slightly lower engineered systems revenue, significantly lower overhead absorption, cost overruns, and warranty claims on certain compression and process projects in Casper, Wyoming. Revenue for the fourth quarter of 2012 for the Southern United States and South America segment increased to $154 million compared to $110 million in the same period of 2011. Revenue for this segment for the full year of 2012 increased to $512 million from $342 million in 2011. The increase in revenue was primarily a result of higher engineered systems revenue due to higher opening backlog to start 2012 and the expansion of the Houston manufacturing facility, which almost doubled our throughput capacity. Service revenue was slightly higher for the fourth quarter of 2012 and for the full year of 2012 when compared to the same periods in 2011. Increased revenue and stronger gross margin in this segment was due to project mix and higher gross margin projects being completed during the quarter. This increased operating income for the fourth quarter from $11 million in 2011 to $20 million in 2012. These drivers also resulted in an increase in operating income for the full year of 2012 of 69% to $56 million. The increases were partially offset by lower overhead absorption on engineered systems jobs and an increase in facility costs related to the expansion of the Houston manufacturing plant. When compared to 2011, revenue for the international segment increased by $27 million to $150 million in the fourth quarter of 2012 as a result of higher engineered systems and service activity levels for Australian and MENA operations. Revenue for the full year of 2012 increased to $480 million, which was a 33% increase over 2011 as a result of higher opening backlog and increased service activity levels in both Australia and MENA. This was partially offset by lower rental revenue. International revenue in 2011 included $23 million with respect to approved variation claims and the completion of a project on more favorable terms than originally anticipated in the MENA region. Operating income increased to $8 million during the fourth quarter of 2012 as compared to $4 million in 2011 due to higher revenue and associated gross margin. This was partially offset by higher SG&A expenses related to higher compensation costs. For the full year of 2012, the international segment generated $26 million of operating income, an increase of $18 million compared to 2011, as a result of higher gross margins, strong plant utilization, and better project execution. This was partially offset by higher SG&A expenses resulting from an increase in compensation costs and a loss on the sale of our 50% joint venture interest in Presson Descon International Limited. Enerflex continues to drive improvements in EBIT margins, which increased from 6.9% in 2011 to 7.8% in 2012. EBIT margin was trending upwards towards the end of the year, reaching 8.7% in the fourth quarter of 2012, compared to 7% in the same period of 2011. We will remain focused on EBIT margins and seek to drive further improvements through 2013. Turning our focus to Enerflex's financial position, the company continues to strengthen the balance sheet, which provides us with financial flexibility. At the end of the fourth quarter of 2012, the company held $145 million of cash and had $336 million of available credit facilities. Enerflex currently has no debt net of cash and generates strong cash from operations. Enerflex generated $59 million and $134 million in cash from operations for the 3 and 12 months ended December 31, 2012, respectively, compared to $50 million and $135 million for the same periods in 2011. The increase for the quarter was due to improved operating results and stronger management of working capital. I would now like to turn the call back over to Blair to provide an outlook for each of our regional segments.
Thanks, James. Backlog in Canada and Northern U.S. Segment was $70 million lower in 2012 due to lower activity in Canada as a result of weak natural gas prices. Enerflex expects this trend to continue at least in the first half of 2013. Activity levels could rebound if natural gas fundamentals improve, especially on the demand side. The advancement of LNG facilities in British Columbia will have a meaningful impact on activity levels within the Canadian and Northern U.S. Segment. However, the timing and the certainty of these projects moving forward is still difficult to predict at this time. The Southern United States and South American backlog was $57 million lower during 2012, with bookings picking up during the fourth quarter of 2012 due to increased activity in the liquid-rich shale basins. The increase in bookings in the fourth quarter of 2012 has continued into the first 2 months of 2013. Despite the stronger bookings, Enerflex remains optimistic yet cautious with respect to this region. Weaker NGL prices, lower activity levels for dry gas exploration, and uncertainty around timing of capital expenditures could lead to similar activity levels in 2013 as were experienced in 2012. Enerflex remains well-positioned in this segment, given backlog levels, which stood at $228 million at the end of the fourth quarter of 2012. International backlog was $176 million lower in 2012 compared to the same period in 2011, which included a large order for a natural gas processing plant ordered to the company in the fourth quarter of 2011. The international region still continues to hold considerable long-term opportunity. Activity in this region continues to benefit from increased activity in Australia's natural gas industry and domestic gas demand in the MENA region. The company is well positioned to compete for future gas gathering infrastructure projects in the Australasia region and for compression, processing equipment, and aftermarket services support in the Middle East, specifically Oman, Bahrain, and other countries. In summary, this was a good quarter for and a good year. Through improved project execution and higher activity levels, we have successfully delivered strong gross margin performance. The Canada and Northern U.S. market continues to struggle with weak natural gas prices, and this trend is expected again to continue during the first half of 2013. The Southern United States and South American region has experienced a recovery in bookings, and we remain, again, cautiously optimistic for 2013. Finally, there is no shortage of opportunities in the international segment. However, we expect that these potential project awards will have long lead times, which is consistent with project awards in this segment. With a strong balance sheet, a continuing focus on expanding our capabilities, and a focus on controlling our costs, we are right-sized for the challenges and opportunities of 2013 and well-positioned to capitalize on these opportunities as they arise. This completes the formal component of the webcast. Additional details can be found in our February 28, 2013 press release. We will now be happy to take any questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question on the telephone lines, please press the 1 followed by the 4. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. And if your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. Once again, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4. And our first question on the lines comes from the line of Bert Powell with BMO Capital Markets. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Canada and Northern U.S., you know, it looks like the bookings have, you know, troughed. We're up a bit sequentially this quarter, a bit with revenue. And we've got, I guess, the contribution from gas drive in there more meaningfully this quarter. Is this kind of the base here? Is the way to think about this business for 2013 is kind of run rating the second half of 12?
Bert, it's difficult to sort of see past the second half of 2013. How we sort of look at this is that we've got backlog and some opportunities in the hopper that kind of keeps a fairly steady state as to the way you see it today in Northern Canada or in Canada and Northern U.S., but it's the back half of the year that creates the uncertainty for us in terms of booking or book-to-bill. So that's just, you know, again, we don't want to make any statements about that until we sort of get maybe one more quarter down the road here. There's opportunities, but there's a lot of delays in project awards and discussions around what that looks like in terms of process and compression equipment.
Okay. And James, just with respect to reclassifying production and processing into that segment, can you just help us out with what that was in international in 2012, just so we can think about aligning each of the segments going forward?
So you're saying in terms of what the contribution level was from
I guess ideally it'd be great to have the sales and the operating income.
Revenue was probably about $100 million for P&P, and we're going to reclass these on a comparable basis quarter over quarter anyway, right? But the revenue for the full year was $100 million, and operating income was probably hovering around 8% of that.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4. And our next question comes from the line of Scott Treadwell with TD Securities. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Morning, gents. Wanted to maybe touch on, given that you don't have what looks like substantial growth in the backlog coming here based on your outlook, what's your thoughts on CapEx here going forward into 2013? The Houston facilities done and dusted now. Any big projects here on the horizon that's going to take an outflow of cash to kind of get up and running?
No, I mean, we don't. In terms of working capital requirements, Scott, is that what you're
asking?
No, like
capital investment.
Well, look, capital investment for 2013, we think will be in the $30 to $35 million range, and that'll be predominantly around completing our SAP install in North America, and then adding rental units to the fleet for rental units that have been purchased where customers exercise their option to purchase on those. So that's the kind of capital program we're looking at. It's a little lower than where it was for 2012, but it's not going to be focused on facility expansion. It's going to be focused on automation in some of our existing facilities, additional maybe cranes, additional paint facilities and some of that, some of the existing manufacturing plants we have, and then just adding to the rental fleet and SAP.
Okay, that's great color on that one. In terms of the international, I know it's a slow roll with that area. I'm just wondering, is your visibility such that you're in competitions in large projects? Are they kind of, do you think they're 6 months away from award, or is it just there's this big market and you've got lots of feelers out there, and that's about as much as you've got for us today?
I'd say it's more the former than the latter, that there are projects out there, probably not of the size that we have announced over the past 18 months, but there are a number of smaller sizes, projects between $50 and $100 million that are definitely in discussions, and it's just a matter of, again, the gestation period that you're well aware of sometimes takes longer. And then on the broader horizon, certainly we have visibility on, a number of projects that are either in the feed or just post-feed that we're, that's really at the genesis of the discussion.
Okay, perfect. And my last question is kind of back to the balance sheet. I noticed a pretty substantial drop in inventories, kind of $50 million. Was there something that came out, we should expect that number to come back, or is that indicative of you're well through some projects and they've moved into works in progress or something like that?
It's actually related to a decline in work in progress and deferred revenue, right? As you work through projects, you'll see a decline in our work in progress balances, but you'll also see a corresponding decline in our deferred revenue balances as well.
Okay, good enough. That's great for me, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4. And our next question comes to the line of Dana Benner with AltaCorp Capital. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I wanted to start with your comment on margins, noting that you had made progress last year, and that's well acknowledged. But I think you have set 10% out as kind of your bogey, 10% corporate EBIT. And so I guess the question is, to achieve that, do you essentially need the run rate that you have in the Southern U.S., South America, and plus international business units to more or less maintain at that rate, and then a return of the Canada Northern U.S. business unit? Is that the only way you can get to corporate 10%, practically speaking?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Southern U.S. and South America segments operating margins are pretty healthy right now, and we will get, you know, depending on project mix, variation on that from quarter to quarter. But if we look at it for the year, you know, they're already putting up some decent operating margin numbers. We feel that in the international business unit, there's probably some room for expansion on operating margins because they're still not at the level that that we'd like them to be at. So there is some room for improvement there. And then in Canada, Northern U.S., we would have to see a rebound in operating margins to be sure, or no more weakness in our gross margins heading into 2013 to allow us to make continued progress towards that 10% goal that we set for ourselves.
Okay, well, that's helpful. Can you, if you think about the quarterly progression of results for 2013, can you address how seasonality may impact the numbers, or maybe a clumping or a clustering of certain projects as they run through the P&L? How should we think about the progression of this year on a quarterly basis?
Yeah, that's a good question, Dan. And if you look at our, you know, if you look at our year, Q4 historically tends to be our strongest or one of our strongest quarters throughout the year. If I look at 2013, I would expect to see, you know, a similar pattern in 2013 quarter to quarter to what we experienced in 2012. So Q1 being our weakest quarter, and then seeing sequential improvement throughout the year in operating margins.
Okay, that's great. And then just one final question: can you give us an update, if there is one really to be given, on the two deep cut plants that you're building for sale later this year?
Sure, Dana. There's been a number of inquiries for those plants. We'll look like we've got the drawings completed by the end of Q1, and we'll likely be into cutting steel in Q2 again to match with the delivery of those long lead items in late Q3. So we're still very keen on being able to sell those plants to a bona fide buyer here over the next two quarters.
Right. So, and presumably, I mean, if we look at, for example, what Extern put up in their quarter and the guidance they gave, you'd have to feel pretty optimistic that you'd find some ready buyers for those.
Yes, we would be optimistic.
Okay. Thanks, guys. That's it.
Thanks, Dana.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. And we do not appear to have any further questions on the telephone lines at this time. Gentlemen, I will turn the call back to you.
Thanks, Amanda. Since there are no further questions, I would once again like to thank you for your patience this morning to join the call at this time, and we look forward to giving you our first quarter results in May of this year. Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines.